Dr. King's birthday and the inauguration of George W. Bush this coming weekend are on the mind of commentator Robert Franklin. He hopes the incoming president appreciates the role of black preachers in American politics.
8 years ago, President Clinton began his inaugural day worshiping at the Metropolitan AME Church in Washington, D.C. The guest preacher for the morning was Dr. Gardner C. Taylor, pastor emeritus of the Concord Baptist Church in Brooklyn. Taylor spoke of the unfinished business of the Founding Fathers and the inspiring promise of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and other sacred texts of America's civil religion. This year, black preachers will have a role, albeit not official, during the inaugural weekend. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Joseph Lowery, and others will stage protests to remind President-elect Bush and the country of alleged injustices during the Florida election recount. Since the founding of black churches in the late 18th century, black preachers have always understood themselves to be voices for freedom and the inclusion of all citizens, all God's children, in the American body politic. As the rhetorical representatives of an historically excluded and exploited minority, preachers attained the moral authority to speak to the entire nation on behalf of higher ideals, ideals that would close the gap between American rhetoric and reality. Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, the best of the 20th century, was a tour de force of moral imagination, indictment of social sin, and hopeful embrace of a better society. That's what black preachers do. They are God's prosecutors, arguing the case against governments, corporations, and the affluent classes who so easily succumb to blindness, selfishness, and social amnesia when it comes to their needy fellow citizens. But they're also God's poets, inspiring, inviting, entertaining, and challenging when mere moralizing won't do. Americans don't like being preached to, so it helps if the voice of social conscience is more than a plaintive irritant, but rather has a sense of poetic style, humor, and a gift for telling stories. That's what Dr. King did. He told us who we could become if we worked together to eradicate racism, poverty, and violence. I hope that George Bush will hear the voice of conscience this weekend, even from those who did not support him. Black preachers will be watching and listening during the next 4 years as our new president seeks to inspire and unite us with the poetry of compassionate conservatism.
Robert Franklin, president of the Interdenominational Theological Center in Atlanta.